CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome John Tamney, Vice President at FreedomWorks, but most importantly, author of the new book, When Politicians Panicked, The New Coronavirus, Expert Opinion, and a Tragic Lapse of Reason. We go immediately to one of the consequences of the decisions of the spring, late winter, early spring of 2020, which was the artificial, the contrived, the ordered shutdown of the economy. People at home wearing masks, social distancing, not going out, stores closed, office buildings closed, subways empty. That's strangeness. One of the consequences was the economy shut down necessarily to view from 20,000 feet. Up close, it was still working remotely or around the edges. But now there is a recovery. There are people back at work, many people back at work. In fact, we're looking for workers. We've got so many empty jobs. At the same time, there appears to be that old monster inflation. And in a recent comment by the former chairman of the chairperson of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, now Secretary of the Treasury, there was the suggestion that the prices are rising and that the economy may be overheating, and therefore not to worry because the Federal Reserve will rescue us. I believe this is a monetary theory, but I'm not sure. John Tamney joins me now to explain how Janet Yellen might have gotten it right by getting it wrong to begin with. John, a very good evening to you. If I've scrambled all this, it's because it's confusing. When the former chairperson of the Federal Reserve, acting in the role as Secretary of the Treasury, makes a remark about inflation that is then taken back the next day, you can understand how I'm puzzled. Explain, please, John. Good evening to you.
Well, you're puzzled because modern economists have redefined inflation. It had always been a monetary phenomenon of devaluation. The devaluation of the currency is inflation. It means that the currency exchanges for fewer market goods. Modern economists say that economic growth causes inflation, that the more people working and prospering, that the more demand there is, and this drives up prices. Well, the very idea defies basic common sense, because if we're demanding goods, that means we're producing market goods. There's no commensurate rise in prices. But let's also remember that economic growth is a consequence of investment. Investment is all about rendering workers more and more productive, producing more and more goods with fewer outputs, basically making abundant what used to be scarce. And so the surest sign of economic growth is, in fact, falling prices. So Janet Yellen's definition of inflation is completely backwards.
You report in Forbes, in your article at Forbes, that investment bankers are paid very well, very, very well, and especially during periods of easy money. Translate that, John. Are we in a period of easy money, and is that why we pay our central bankers so well, to bless our easy money?
Well, the better answer is that there's no such thing as easy money, and that's why investment bankers are paid so well. Let's never forget that money, when no one wants money, they want what money can be exchanged for, which means money is very hard to get. And so investment bankers earn enormous sums precisely because they engage in the Herculean task of matching interesting ideas with capital. And so it's worth reminding that no good idea will generally ever die because of the Federal Reserve. And we have investment bankers, and we know, and they explain to us why that is. Investment bankers compete ferociously to match good ideas with capital. And so what the Fed presumes to take away in terms of reduced economic growth, raising interest rates to make money more difficult to get, rest assured that that's an opportunity for investment bankers to basically reverse the Fed's decision. The Fed cannot shrink an economy. It cannot increase it. This is hard for people to fathom given what's said in the media today. But the Fed is a sideshow, and I think investment bankers show why it is.
Mr. Powell is now chair of the Federal Reserve. Does he sit down with his governors virtually? I understand. We're still recovering. Does he sit down and say, are we growing too fast? Should we worry about this? Is growth a fearful subject at the Fed?
It unquestionably is. And it's been a fearful subject at the Fed at least since Alan Greenspan. There's this view that if the economy's growing, that we could have an inflationary breakout. Which, again, it defies history. If you look at the inflationary breakouts throughout time, Germany after World War I, the United States in the 1970s, England in the 1970s, I would say the U.S. in the early 2000s, what you see every time is that the inflation is the devaluation of the dollar or of the currency. At which point you don't see prices falling like they used to, because when you're devaluing the currency, you're placing a tax on the very investment that relentlessly pushes down the price of everything. So it's actually during periods where the prices aren't falling very quickly that you know you have very little economic growth, that you have real inflation.
So growth will bring lower prices. Competition brings lower productivity brings lower prices. Let's move then to the pandemic, because I believe we are in full recovery. The puzzle here is, why are we in full recovery? John, your book spends chapter after chapter reviewing the decisions made the last year. And it reminds me of what is given to Churchill, but is probably apocryphal. Americans eventually do the right thing after trying everything else. John, we tried everything else. And what worked was the vaccine. None of the rest of it worked. The vaccine arrived and we're free. Even the CDC is now willing to concede that wearing masks, one or two masks, is no longer necessary when you're vaccinated. So what about all that shutdown, John? What about all that forced non-activity, schools shut down, people not traveling, airports empty? Did that get us the vaccine faster?
I don't think so, because there was a view at the time, of course, that maybe there would never be a vaccine. Let's never forget that the Hong Kong flu, the 1957 flu, they never came up with vaccines for it. Eventually people just became immune through natural ways. And so who knows what brought it on? But the simple truth is we probably lost a lot of knowledge by locking down. Free people don't just produce the economic growth that makes medical advances possible. Free people produce information. We are still reliant on fallible doctors to find out why a virus spreads. So the CDC says now we don't have to wear masks. Well, you know, a little over a year ago, they were saying that masks weren't essential. Then they said they were essential. 30 years ago, 40 years ago, they were saying that AIDS could just be passed around by people standing next to each other. This doesn't diminish experts, but it's a reminder that science is all about doubt. It's about getting things wrong and learning from those mistakes. When you lock people down, you lock down the information they produce by living their lives the way they want to. Some would take big precautions, some very few. You need a mix of people, not one size fits all, to find out why a virus is spreading in the first place.
Here's a puzzle, John. You've written for the Federalist. An amazing fact. Dancing is not permitted. Is that correct, John? Where is it not permitted? Is that about the pandemic, dancing?
Apparently it is. Apparently if you're standing and shuffling your feet, the coronavirus gets mad. But if you're sitting, the coronavirus takes a break. So Washington, D.C., and admittedly, they just walked it back. Briefly banned dancing at weddings, and they also banned standing, because see, if you're standing, the virus really starts to spread quickly. And the logical response to this is, oh, politicians are just doing their best. They're trying to protect us, but they're not protecting us. By doing this, they're suffocating information. You want some people dancing. You want people, you want to find out if dancing is what unearths a raging virus, or if it does nothing at all. You want to find out why things spread. You don't do that by saying everyone must do the same thing.
John Tamney, the author of the new book, When Politicians Panicked, The New Coronavirus, Expert Opinion, and a Tragic Lapse of Reason. 100, 150 years from now, John Tamney's book will be regarded as a laugh riot. They will enjoy it. Page after page, John, saying, look what they did. Look what they did. John Tamney is the editor of Real Clear Markets. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.